This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Madonna begins her worldwide summer tour today in Israel. Live Nation, the big promoter behind the concerts, says shows have already sold out around the world. But in the likely event that you are not Madonna, how do you make money on a tour? Sally Herships reports.
Here's a take on the music business from a band member's perspective. Dave Johnston plays banjo for the Yonder Mountain String Band.
Yeah, my tour song would be like, I woke up today, but there was only McDonald's. You know, something terrible like that. You know, like
that's his spring fall tour song. His summer one goes more like this.
Do 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 do. Yeah, it's fast. There's a lot more going on.
Johnston says his bluegrass band will play 13 concerts this summer, more than ever. Small bands like his have to tour more because in the digital age of iTunes and pirating, it's really hard to make money selling records.
And the more advanced things became, the more the old way of making money in music became more pronounced.
And much more competitive.
I've never seen so many bands on tour.
That's Jake Friedman. He manages the Dirty Projectors, a rock band that's set to tour with Jay-Z in the fall. The Projectors are hitting Brooklyn in July, where they hope to sell 6,000 tickets at $30 a pop for a concert in Prospect Park.
You know, I joke, there's all these sort of festivals that pop up in Brooklyn. It's like every night is a festival.
Live Nation, the mega promoter behind Madonna, Nicki Minaj, and the Beach Boys, says its concert ticket sales were up about 25% in the first quarter. One reason? High ticket prices. Decent seats for stars like Madonna can easily run a couple hundred dollars apiece.
People who are big fans will save up, will skip lunch for a week to go to those shows. And, you know, those ticket prices are in the stratosphere.
John Scher is an independent promoter in New York. He's handled acts like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Gypsy Kings. He says huge promoters like Live Nation and AEG, who control most of the big names, have squeezed the rest of the business.
We used to run 300 plus shows a year. Now we do about 100.
But Scher adds one high note. Sales for the summer look good so far. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.